Please note, this audio was made by me, POV Scribe, for publication on Reddit. Please do not download, repost, host, or otherwise share my content anywhere without my explicit and written consent. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this presentation.
Please come in, dear. I'd rather not have to see your shadow lingering outside my door all night. Ah, there you go. Just sit down on that cushion. So, I was told you needed to speak to me about something? Oh, yes. Oh, I figured that would be the reason for your visit. What's wrong? Surprised that the great Madame Oni knows who you are? I know most people from the villages, sweetie. It pays to be informed about the local happenings. Not to mention, I've heard quite a lot about you from your dear sister. We've spent a lot of time together, your sister and I. Did she not tell you that? No? Well, I'm rather offended, really. Well, she used to do jobs for me. Every now and again, I'd have her take care of some troublesome people. Those that my clan members might not be able to handle on their own. I did try to get her to serve under me, actually. But she's always been more of a lone wolf, I suppose. Or perhaps it was a matter of honor for her. I couldn't really speculate. What do you think, sweetie? Is that dour older sister of yours still haunted by the specter of her late master? Sorry, she's a curious figure, and I'd always rather wanted to learn more about her. Oh, but I suppose that doesn't matter anymore now, does it? She's gone, most likely on the other side of the kingdom by now, leaving you to clean up the mess she left behind. Ah, I'm afraid, little one, you've inherited a rather large debt. Although, that's not really news to you now, is it? I doubt your sister cared enough to hide her gambling habits. Oh, it's somewhat ironic, actually. All the money I paid for her services eventually ended up in my pockets, plus interest. But forgive me, I am getting ahead of myself. Frankly, I'm overjoyed to see you here already. It saves me the trouble of sending someone out to collect you. Well, you seem like a smart boy. Taking initiative to visit me first. I'm sure you figured out by now what happens next. Or have you come before me to beg for mercy? Don't stare down at the floor, darling. It's not very polite. That's better. You have very pretty eyes. Did you know that? I feel like I just get lost in them. Why don't you come a little closer, sweetie? Oh, it's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. Here, why don't you sit right next to me? See? Doesn't this feel so much more comfortable? Intimate, even. You and I don't have to bother with all the boring formality that usually comes with these sorts of situations. We may never have met in person, and I doubt you trust me yet, but I would like for you to think of me as family. Poor wee thing. Now that your sister's gone, I'm all you have. How could a woman be so callous as to leave her precious little brother to fend for himself? If you ask me, she doesn't even deserve to be called your sister anymore. Don't worry, though, darling. because from now on, I will take care of you. Sure, you can call me Big Sis Oni. And unlike that deadbeat, I'll never leave you. Ah, all of this must have been so hard on you. Why don't you let Big Sis comfort you, baby? Now, just stay still while I wrap my strong arms around you. Good boy. Just ease into my embrace and feel all your worries fade away. Oh, sweetie, you still seem afraid. It's true, I can be a little intimidating, I know. But there's no reason to fear me. Just because I'm stronger than you humans, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm evil. Or, perhaps, is it the horn? Is that what's putting you on edge? Don't worry. The big scary demon isn't going to eat you up. Well, not literally. I have other uses for you. What? Did you expect me to just completely write off your debt? No, sweetie. I am still owed. And even though we are family now, I can't simply ignore that. Fortunately, yours is a benevolent mistress. I believe together we can figure out an acceptable way for you to pay me back. After all, it would be unreasonable to expect you to collect such a sum without any help. Your former sister was, shall we say, a prodigious gambler. She wasted more money than most people earn in a lifetime. Honestly, it was rather careless of me to allow her to run up that much of a debt. Then again, she was still doing jobs for me at that point. I must have thought everything would balance out eventually. But now that she's gone, her responsibilities fall onto you. Which leaves us with only a few options. First, you could try to earn the money back, an avenue I don't recommend unless you have an emperor's treasure hidden somewhere. Alternatively, I could have you work for my clan. It would be difficult at first, but you'd get used to it eventually. Or Big Sis could take you for herself. What's the matter? Shouldn't you be happy to get such an easy out? Big Sis Oni just wants to help you. I mean, cute boys like you are meant to serve a beautiful mistress. It's just the natural order of things. So, why not devote yourself to me? I promise I will always be there for you. You can rely on me, sweetie. Truly, you couldn't hope for a better mistress. I'm the only one who can treat you like you deserve, who will protect you with all her strength. That traitor, well, that is, your former sister, didn't understand how good she had it. I would have given anything to come home to you, to see your smiling face every night before going to sleep. Yet, all that fool cared about was money and drink. She sullied her blade from mere gold, all while you stayed cloistered away on the family farm, wondering when your sister might return. She should have thanked the gods every night for giving her such fortune. Tell me, darling, wouldn't you prefer to serve a mistress who appreciates you? Little one, turn your head to me. I can give you more than just sisterly affection. Surrender your body to me, and you will experience pleasure beyond imagining. Oh, I can feel you trembling in my arms, baby. Do you like being so close to me? Feeling my chest rise and fall with every breath? It's normal to get excited. In fact, you look even more adorable when you're flustered. Perhaps I was being a bit too hasty when I said that I wasn't going to eat you up. Don't move, sweetie. I want to feel your soft lips on mine. Good boy. Let Big Sis take care of you. Such a sweet little thing. I have to lean down just to kiss you. Oh, don't feel bad, sweetie. All humans seem small to us, Oni. Plus, I love towering over you like this. Whenever you look up at me, I want you to feel my control like a physical force wrapped around you. I understand all this might be confusing. You may even be a little frightened right now. But I promise you will grow to love your new life. I will make it so that you will not be able to go to sleep without feeling my arms around your body. Good boy. You want to be Big Sis's little toy, don't you? Yes? I bet you love the thought of being owned, of belonging to me and me alone. Ah, I cannot wait to have my way with you, sweetie. Did you know that foolish sister of yours tried to keep me away from you? Yes, really. I saw you working on the farm once when looking for your sister, and naturally I took an interest. I mean, you just looked so cute and innocent. Of course I wanted to have you. So I asked your sister if she could introduce us. And do you know what she said? She told me to keep my hands off of her brother, that I had no place interfering with her family. Ugh, what a hypocrite, pretending like she actually cared about you. Well, she's not here to get in my way anymore. She left without thinking once of how much it would hurt you. She abandoned you. But don't worry, baby, because I am going to give you so much pleasure that you will forget all about her. Such a good boy. I am your big sister now, right? Why don't you say it for me? Good boy. You have no idea how happy it makes me to hear that. I have always wanted my own little brother. Wanted someone who looks up to me, who worships me. And now I have you, sweetie. I won't have to sleep alone anymore. I won't have to sit here in my room, wondering what you're doing. If you're all right. You're all mine, sweetie. And I'm not going to let you out of my sight. I'm going to have you come with me wherever I go. Keep you by my side like the adorable pet that you are. Oh, good boy. Do you like touching my breasts? Ah, it's all right. You can rub them as much as you'd like. Yes, they are really soft, aren't they? Here, why don't I move my kimono to the side so that you can suckle on them. Ah, just rest your dear head in the crook of my arm and latch on. Ah, yes, that's it. Oh, yes, take my nipple in your mouth. Oh, they've gotten so stiff just because of you, little brother. I knew you'd show up here tonight, sweetie. Mm-hmm. One of my spies told me that your sister had left with the small bag of her possessions. She was the only thing keeping me away from you. Her warning and her blade. But now that she's out of the way, I can finally claim you. Ah, yes. When I heard the news, I couldn't believe my luck. I kept imagining all the things I was going to do with you when you got here. Oh, fuck, a good boy. Yes, keep sucking. Such a needy little brother. Are you getting excited from having Big Sis's nipples in your mouth? Oh, sweetie, you are bulging in your britches. Here, why don't you take those stuffy clothes off? Oh, it's fine. You don't have to be shy around Big Sis, Oni. I want to see all of you, sweetheart. Don't you want to be a good boy for me? Yeah, I could order you to strip if I have to. That's better. I knew a subby little slut like you couldn't resist showing off. Oh, gods, you are so hard, baby. Just let Big Sis Oni help you out. Good boy. Feel my long, strong fingers gently wrapping around your hot shaft. Do you like how I'm stroking you? No, don't stop sucking, baby. Yes, use your tongue. Oh, fuck, that's it. Ah, you look so precious nuzzling into my chest. Oh, my adorable baby boy. Oh, your Big Sis is going to make you feel amazing. Yes, feel my hand now, lightly squeezing around your cock, pumping up and down, up and down. Ah, my fingertips rubbing your glands, making all that sticky pre-cum leak out, and sliding down your frenulum. Oh, yes, now, here, move to the other breast, sweetie. Ah, yes, good boy. Yes, just suckle like a baby as I run my fingers on your scalp. Ah, suck while I jerk off your stiff cock. Oh, look how desperate you are, just bucking your hips up, trying to fuck into my hand. Are you almost there, baby? Is all that sticky cum going to shoot out between my fingers? Yes? I could stroke faster if you like. I could pump that beautiful cock of yours until it starts pulsing and spasming for me. Or you could just hold it in and spread that fertile seed deep inside Big Sis's tight, wet pussy. Oh, was that a little twitch I just felt? Do you want me to stop, baby? All right, then. Well, I wish you didn't have to unlatch just yet, but I am already burning up, and frankly, I don't think I could have taken any more of that without losing my mind with lust. Oh, it's all right, baby. You are still going to get to satisfy Big Sis Oni. In fact, you don't actually have a choice. So, let's move to the bed, yes? Come here. Would you mind helping me with my robes? Yes, good boy. Here, untie the obi. There. Now, you can admire every inch of my body. Take in my beauty as I settle back into the sheets. You make me drip, baby boy. Can you see the juices glistening on my slit? Ah, gods, it turns me on so much when you look at me like that. Ah, I don't think I'll be able to stop touching myself. Ah, do you like seeing my cunt spread out for you? Imagine how good it will feel to be inside of me, to fill me up. Come closer. Good boy. Now, get on the bed and line yourself up. Yes, yes, just rub my juices all over the swollen head of your cock. Get it nice and lubed up. Are you ready for Big Sis to take you, sweetie? All right, now slowly ease yourself in. Fuck, yes. Oh, your cock feels amazing, baby. I start moving. Oh, what a good boy you are. Buck your hips. Yes, buck your hips for me. Always feel my cunts clenching around you. Oh, yes, does it make you go weak? Oh, so much pleasure. Tell me, aren't the sensations of being inside me so intense and you can't think about anything else? You can't help but submit. Oh yes. And oh, your desire to serve me grows every passing second. All you want, all you need, is to be mine. Yes. Oh, yeah, what a good boy. Oh, such a good boy for Big Sis Oni. Tell me, you love me, don't you? You love being owned. Oh, I have watched you for so long, my love. I used to disguise myself as a peasant so I could follow you in the street. To the market. Oh, it felt like pure torture just being able to see you, almost reach out and touch you, yet having to stay away, knowing you were not even aware of me. Oh, it was absolutely absurd to think that I, with all my power, was scared off by a little girl with a sword. Oh, I should never have let me stop me from taking what was rightfully mine. I'm going to make up for lost time now. Your place is with me, sweetie. Your cock is mine. Your seed is mine. Everything you are and everything you have is mine to take. Oh, fuck, yes, so deep. Oh, good boy. Yes, lean down so you can take my nipples in your mouth again. Oh, yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, faster. Yes. I want to feel you bottoming out deep inside, sweetie. Yes, don't stop. Don't you dare fucking stop. I'm Are your balls tightening up, sweetie? Can you feel your virile sperm inside them just waiting to be released inside me? I want... I bet he wants an orgasm so badly. Ah, yes. Don't hold back. Let yourself get right up to the edge. Here, as I wrap my long legs around you. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Yes. Yes. Come with me, sweetie. Okay, come with me, sweetie. Yes, come inside me. Ah! Oh, good boy. Yes, shoot every ounce of that seed inside Big Sis's fertile womb. Oh, good boy, are you still coming? Oh, that was so good. That was intense. Yes. Oh, yes. I think you may have just given my clan a new successor. Big Sis loves you, you know that, right? Oh, you're quivering, baby. That was a bit much for you, wasn't it? It's all right. There. You'll get used to this feeling. I plan to keep you spent and drained for me, sweetie. From now on, you'll end every night like this. In a state of bliss in my arms. And before you know it, you won't even remember what your life was like before today. But that will come later. Right now, all you have to do is rest. Rest up for later.